¡Bienvenidos a la cripta!
¡Ay, ay, ay!
Hey, ghoul friends!
It's me, Aiden.
Or Adrian, either way.
We are your host.
And you're listening to Susto.
LOL, JK.
Lies.
This is deceit. Still Uy, Que Horror, a Latinx horror movie podcast. Cat kissed? A Latinx horror movie podcast with Johnny and Eileen.
I'm Johnny.
And I'm Eileen, and we're having a holiday episode exchange today.
We are. A switcheroo. A festive switcheroo, if you will.
Yes. Ho, 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 into your face.
Hee, hee, hee. Sure.
Hee, hee, hee. Well, we're here today just to say hello very quickly, and then at the end of the episode to say goodbye very quickly.
Goodbye.
But today we have exchanged episodes with our friendly, we call her our cousin podcast, Susto, whom we love. And Aiden very sweetly reached out to us and said, do you want to exchange episodes? I'm trying to do a little vacay time for myself. Maybe we can, so that we can put it on the our feeds and take a relaxing holiday.
Holiday.
And we said, yes, dude.
Yes.
Celebrate. And Aiden sent us a really good episode.
You're going to love it.
You're going to love it because it's about El Silbón. Now, if you don't know Susto, Aiden talks about folklore and myths and legends and a lot of like Latine horror-based stuff. He's so informative. There is some great spooky, kooky sometimes stuff. And it's a fabulous podcast. You must check it out if you're interested in all things mitos y leyendas y también spooky things in general. He gets fan mail, which he reads out loud, which are fun, spooky stories. Aiden has got his finger in every single cauldron there is out there.
The spookiest fingers in the spookiest cauldrons.
And we love him for it. So,
we do.
So this is the El Silbón episode, which is a myth, a legend from Venezuela. Mm-hmm. We actually covered an episode, or we covered a movie that was about El Silbón. So check out episode 64, El Silbón, Orígenes, which talks about the legend of El Silbón, which was a very interesting. We didn't know anything about it when we watched that movie, huh?
No, we did not know anything about it. Learned a lot. Continue to learn. And listen, if you want to know more about El Silbón, you got to listen to Aiden's episode,
which you can hear right now.
Yes.
And if you'll tell us what it's all about.
Absolutely, everybody. El Silbón. Did you hear that? What is that rattling? Is it sticks? No, it's bones. In this episode, Adrian tells the story of a vindictive boy who is cursed to roam the earth and carry his victims.
Wow.
That's bleak.
Like
Santa Claus.
It's like Santa! My goodness.
Most fucked up Santa.
So fucked up. So enjoy this great episode from Susto and check out all the other episodes on their feed. It's so fun. And we hope you learn a lot about this Venezuelan legend. Take it away, Aiden or Adrian, either way.
Hey, ghoul friends. It's me, Adrian, or Aiden. Either way, I am still your host, and you are still listening to Susto. For those of you who are not familiar with me or the show, Susto is a scary podcast centered around paranormal folklore from Latin American and Hispanic cultures. Each episode is narrative driven, so I like to tell a story, and then afterwards I dive into any relevant context that surrounds the story, whether it's cultural, historical, what have you, and sometimes they're just good old scary stories. Now you might be thinking, what is this? What's going on? Well, your best ghoul friends, my best ghoul friends, Johnny and Eileen from Wiki Horror have been so kind as to allow me to drop one of my episodes in their feed as a sneak peek into Sustol if you haven't heard it before. If you have, hey ghoul friend, nice to see you again. Funny running into you here. And if you haven't, I hope that you enjoy this episode, and feel free to visit me anytime you'd like. Before we move on, if you have any of your own scary stories to share with me, or anything you think that I should share on my social media pages, that's at Sustol Podcast on every social platform, you can do so by sending me a DM to one of those platforms. You can write it in an email to sustolpodcast@gmail.com. You can drop it in a Q&A on Spotify, in a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, or you can send it through my website, that's www.sustolpodcast.com. And while you're on my website, feel free to check out my other episodes, my shop, my blog, anything that I throw on there. Again, I hope that you enjoy it. It's so nice meeting you. And without further ado, let's get into today's episode. The legend of El Silbón, or the Whistler, tells the story of a spirit that is doomed to wander for eternity for having killed his parent. El Silbón was said to be a spoiled brat who did not respect anyone, and whose every wish was catered to by his parents. One afternoon, he demanded that his father hunt for his favorite meat, venison, or deer. But when the pampered boy's father is not able to find a deer and returns empty-handed, his son, in an act of irrational rage, kills him and cuts out his heart and liver. Then, in a sick and twisted move, El Silbón has his mother unknowingly cook his father's organs for dinner. His mother finds the meat to be tougher than deer and more difficult to cook. She starts to suspect something is amiss. Being familiar with her son's temper, she asks, afraid to hear the truth, where her son found the meat. Without a glimmer of remorse in his cold, dead eyes, he confesses. Filled with disdain, she fetches the boy's grandfather. Upon learning what his grandson had done, he ties him to a tree and proceeds to beat and whip him. His grandfather pours gin into his wounds so that he may feel the suffering he has caused. Eventually, his grandfather unties him and unleashes a vicious dog and orders it to go after his grandson. The dog pursues the son relentlessly. Distraught, his mother curses him to carry his father's bones forever. His mother's curse transforms him into a ghost. He is condemned to wander the plains carrying a sack of bones on his back. Some say these are the bones of his father. Others say they are the bones of his victims. His ghost is described as being disproportionately skinny and extremely tall. He towers over treetops with his bag of bones slung over his shoulder. The vicious dog still chases him, constantly nipping at his heels. He wears a tattered white suit and a wide-brimmed hat. It is said that the few people who have seen him have lived to tell about it. He is eager to punish drunkards, womanizers, or sometimes innocent victims, including children. His ghost is known as El Silbón, or the Whistler, because when he is near, he whistles these notes slowly and draws each one out. But be warned, his whistles are deceptive. It is said that when you hear his tune up close, you are actually safe, for this means he is far away. But if you hear him from a distance, you best beware, for he is actually close by. What is deadly is most people do not become concerned about his whistling when he seems far away, so you ignore it. But this is a mistake, because when you finally notice, it is already too late. Another frightening element in this story is, El Silbón enters your home at night. He lays his sack of bones on the floor and starts counting them. If no one hears the clatter of the bones or notices his presence, this means one member of the household will soon die. creepy. Yuck. I hated that one. I've never heard this story before. This is the first time that I read about El Silbón or the Whistler. And it was really interesting to find a story from the Latinx culture that I hadn't heard before, because usually these are all like intertwined in some way, no matter like where you come from. And you know, maybe it might be like in the Mexican American culture, or in the Mexican culture, but I had never heard this story or a variation of it before. So I tried doing a lot of digging for this one because I really wanted to know like what the origins were, or if this story was a variation of one that was like, you know, like we've had stories in the past that could be related to like Greek mythology or what have you, or like there's other cultures around the world that have their own versions of the story or of the cryptid or the spirit or what have you. So I tried, but it seems to me that El Silbón is a complete like 100% creation and mystery of Colombia and Venezuela. So I'm going to read some websites that I found about this. Of course, as always, really quick, I want to cite the websites that I looked over to make the story. I pieced the story together based on a few different descriptions of El Silbón. And so those websites were seekghosts.blogspot.com. Another one was taringa.net. The last one was a short excerpt from remezcla.com. So shout out to those. And then these next websites that I'm going to be citing are cryptids.fandom.com, folklore.usc.edu, and I'm probably going to say this wrong, gwangju news gic.com, which is a Korean website, and you will find out why I used a Korean website right now. So really quick, I'm going to go through these. First one, so this one, it's basically just like a, what's it called, it's a recap of what I just read. The story is a little different, so I picked one version of it to tell, because I can't really tell two versions of the same story at once. So here it says that El Silbón, the Whistler, is a legendary figure in Colombia and Venezuela, associated especially with Los Llanos, which is an area described as a lost soul. The legend arose sometime in the middle of the 19th century. According to the legend, the spirit is a youth who murdered and disemboweled his father for killing his wife, saying that she was a quote-unquote slut and that she was asking for it. Afterwards, his grandfather ordered the youth to be tied to a post in the middle of the countryside and lashed him until his back was destroyed. His wounds were then cleaned with alcohol, and he was released with two rabid, starving dogs set upon him. Before releasing him, his grandfather condemned him to carry the bones of his father for all eternity. Okay, so this one is different, really different, because it's saying that the reason this all started is because El Silbón actually came upon his father abusing his wife, and so that was the cause for whatever like argument, or for that was the cause for him killing his father. And the story that I just told, which is a different version, like you heard, is the boy was just a spoiled brat, his dad did something he didn't like, so he killed him. This one also I mentioned in my story because I thought it might be a little important. It would like tie it together, and they mention it here that the wounds were cleaned with alcohol, and they mentioned in my story that his wounds were drenched with gin, because for some reason in a lot of the versions of these stories they say that El Silbón targets drunkards, or I'm guessing what they would call alcoholics, and I'm not sure what that is. And I feel like that is a reoccurring theme that we see in a lot of these stories, you know, like with the lechuza, that's one of them, the lechuza goes after drunk people, and we're seeing it again here with El Silbón. So I don't know, it just makes me think of this kind of larger idea that we do a really good job as a society of demonizing people that are suffering from substance abuse. And we need to stop doing that. I know it's really hard to deal with someone who is dealing with substance abuse issues, but I don't think that making up stories and saying how like, oh, well, they're being punished by spirits or whatever, like I just don't think that's helping. I don't know where I'm going with that. I just felt like it needed to be said. Anyway, so again, the story is pretty different from that. And here it says that his grandfather is the one that cursed him. Again, in one of this, or in a few of the stories that I saw, it was said that his mother was the one that cursed him. So there you go. This goes on to say that it has a characteristic whistle that resembles the musical tones C, D, E, F, G, A, B in that order, which when I read it in the other one, I think was the Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Da, but it's only 7 notes. And so it said that when the whistling sounds close, like I said, there's no danger. But when the whistling is far, that means, or when it sounds distant, that means that he's actually nearby. And it's also said that hearing the whistling foretells your own death. Again, this reminds me of the story of La Llorona. When you hear her, it's a, like, it's a bad omen, it's a bad sign. It can signify death in the family or your own death. And it says that you can hear it anywhere at any time. So sorry, you're not safe in the daylight, in the middle of the day. You can hear El Silbón no matter what. It says, in this situation, the only thing that can save you is the sound of a dog barking, which, as I've mentioned before, I need to look into this more and do, like, see if I can do a whole episode on this. But the dog's barking, what did I say before, is that usually when you hear dogs barking, or I was told when I was younger that when you hear dogs barking in the distance, it means that death is passing by. So maybe El Silbón is like a version of death, you know, like Bag of Bones. I don't know, it could be that. But anyway, one of your only protections when you hear El Silbón is the sound of a dog barking. And it said that that's one of the only things that he's afraid of, along with a chili or a whip. The chili, or like a hot pepper, is, I think, because in other variations of the story, they say that his grandfather also rubbed chiles on his wounds. So that could be that. It says here that the spirit tends to take revenge on womanizers, which I am all for. Go off, Silbón. Like, call these misogynists out. The website here goes on to say under the subtitle legend that many inhabitants of Los Llanos say that they have seen him primarily in the summer, a time when the Venezuelan savannah burns in the harsh drought. The whistler sits in the trees and gathers dust in his hands, but it is mainly on rainy or humid days that the spirit wanders, hungry for death and eager to punish drunkards, womanizers, or sometimes innocent victims. It is said that it sucks the alcohol. This is weird. I read this earlier and it freaked me out. I don't know why more than anything. But it says, it is said that it sucks the alcohol out of drunkards through their navel when it finds them alone, and that it tears womanizers to pieces, removes their bones, and puts them in the sack where it keeps the remains of his father. So that thing about sucking the alcohol out of their belly buttons, like when they're drunk, I don't know, maybe it's like a warning against drinking. But either way, it still like villainizes alcoholics. Anyway, so this goes on to say, some versions say it appears as a giant of about 6 meters that moves around the treetops, creaking and emitting its chilling whistle. Inside its old and tattered sack lie the bones of its father, or according to some renditions, its multiple victims. Other versions say that he appears as the tall shadow of a thin man with a hat and goes, again, it keeps mentioning drunk people. What is with El Silbón? Like, this is not how we do El Silbón. This is not how we heal people. Anyway, it says, they say that the whistler can appear by a house on certain nights, drop his sack on the ground, and like I said, count the bones and all that. So the next website here, this is like a personal account from a person, and I'm just reading the website off. It says, USC Digital Folklore Archives. This excerpt is called Don't Whistle at Night. And it says, ever since I can remember, my mom has been telling my entire family to never whistle at night. She claims that whistling will call the ghosts forth. Whistling allows ghosts and bad spirits to follow the whistler. Anytime she hears someone whistling in the house, she'll immediately urge the person to stop. When I ask my mom where and when she learned the item, she said that it's a Chinese superstition that she learned from her parents when she was young. She spent her childhood in Kaohsiung, Taiwan. As a child, my mom read about many ghost stories and became very superstitious. There are many ghost stories in Taiwan with unexplained occurrences. My mom has become a big believer in ghosts and think that ghosts do exist, so the fact that whistling may bring forth ghosts worries her. Since she believes that ghosts do exist, whistling at night can definitely have an impact with calling ghosts. So again, this is sounding a little familiar, like the whistling with the lechuza. So maybe whistling, like the frequency of that opens up like a portal, or it's just like it makes you like vibe on the same like wavelength with spirits, or I don't know. I'm just completely speculating at this point, but I'm trying to make sense of what all this is. And so this ties into the last website that I found, the Gwangju News. It's an international magazine, and this piece is called Behind the Myth, Exploring Korean Tradition. It's a series of articles, and they're talking about Korean myths and folklore and stuff. But because we're on the subject of whistling, I think it's such a focal point of El Silbón's story. Like, he's called the whistler, so of course the whistling is important. And so this one, it says, whistling with consequences. There are a number of social faux pas that people avoid doing in public as not to bother those around them. For example, using offensive language, coughing or sneezing in someone's face, and speaking loudly on your mobile phone in the subway or on the bus. Among others, these are actions we refrain from around strangers, although they seem to occur more than often. Would you consider adding whistling to the list? The art of the whistle can evoke a few different reactions depending on where you are in the world. Most Western countries regard whistling in a positive light. An elderly man enjoying a walk while whistling his favorite tune on an ideal day might be a pleasant memory many of us have from our childhood days. Those who whistle as a habit tend to do so when they feel no stress. Let's not forget all the recorded music which contains whistling or the tunes handed down by generations of whistlers. The innocent, everything is all right with the world emotions induced from the sound of joyful whistling ends in Korea. It's met with a different reaction in this part of the world. Young people aside, many Koreans frown upon the act of public whistling. Those who are superstitious are especially likely to tell you to stop whistling if they hear it. What's the big deal? Why is such a lighthearted act met with such disdain? Whistling in public is very unusual for normally reserved Koreans. But it goes a bit beyond being shy. Just like many other Korean myths, the main culprit is superstition. It's said that whistling, especially at night, will attract snakes and or ghosts. Similar to the story of the Pied Piper who used his flute to round up all the rats in the city. The sound of your whistle in the cool night air will bring about evil spirits, hissing reptiles, and who knows whatever else. Do people actually believe this is true? Possibly not. But this is the reason why whistling is frowned upon by many. It might go back to the early days before Korea had widespread electricity. Candles and oil were at a premium. Families would go to sleep early in order to wake up at dawn and tend to their farm. Children often played woodwind instruments, and parents needed a way to keep them quiet after the sun went down. This is the most likely reason why the myth came about in the first place. It has survived through the generations, and today it still keeps whistlers at bay. Have you noticed any Koreans walking around whistling? Probably not. Learning how to whistle is not a part of the maturing process for young Koreans. What about foreigners? Should you continue to whistle while out and about? Unless you want to elicit the displeasure of a nearby ajumma, it's best to steer clear of your whistling ways. Again, that was from Gwangju News, an international magazine, and they were exploring Korean tradition and myths. So I thought that was really very interesting. Someone left a comment here. They said, whistling does attract ghosts. The surest way to repel them and keep them from coming back is to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I'm not going to repeat this because I don't know what this is. There's a little mantra there, but I don't know what it is, so I'm not going to say it because I don't want to accidentally summon a demon or something. But isn't that super interesting? Can you believe? Isn't that super cool? I thought it was really cool. Just something as simple as whistling, you know, like I would have never thought of that. I mean, like, yes, I would think of it at night because I've heard the story of the lechusa, but even like just like at any point during the day, like there's an entire culture that thinks that it's bad to do that because you're going to attract unwanted spirits or ghouls or even snakes, which also makes me think of like snake charmers and like playing the flute, which is like, or playing whatever that instrument is, and it makes a whistling sound. I don't know. I'm just trying to connect all the dots here. I feel like, have you all seen that meme of Charlie from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where he's like connecting the dots? That's what I feel like right now. That's what I feel like when I do most of these episodes, trying to piece all this information together. Welcome back one last time, ghoul friends. Thank you so much again for listening. If this is your first time hearing Sustol, I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you'll check out my other episodes. And this was, again, just a taste of what a typical episode of Sustol is like. Sometimes I do book reviews, sometimes I do interviews, sometimes I do crossovers with other shows. So if you enjoyed this, feel free to visit me on my website, sustolpodcast.com. Subscribe, follow, rate, review, you know what to do, all those buttons wherever you are listening. And if you have your own scary story, or even if it's a video, photo, anything paranormal related that you think I should share either on my show or my socials, send that to me via email. That's sustolpodcast@gmail.com, through my website, sustolpodcast.com, in a DM on any social media, at sustolpodcast across all platforms, or by leaving it in the Spotify Q&A or a 5-star Apple Podcasts review. One more time, thank you so much for being here. I hope that you enjoyed this, and I will haunt you later. Bye.
my God, believe it?
Oh my God.
How did you guys learn so much? Because we sure did. If it's close by, it means he's far away. If you hear it far away, it means he's right next to you, bitch. And
get
he's about to collect your bones. We hope you enjoyed that sweet episode with Aiden or Adrian. Susto is the best. We love that podcast so much. And you should check it out. And if you want, you could check out our episode on their feed. It's the Cuando Acecha la Maldad, which we had a lot of fun talking about.
Absolutely, we did. It's a great episode. If I may say so myself.
I think you may.
Absolutely.
So check us out over there if you like. So happy holidays. Felices fiestas a todos. Whatever you celebrate. Make sure and come back to Wiki Horror's feed on Christmas Day.
That's December 25th for you atheists, Satanists, devil worshippers like us.
Exactly. Right underneath your black Christmas tree, you'll find a little gift from Wiki Horror tucked underneath next to all your lumps of coal.
Yeah, at the center of your pentagram, soaked in blood.
Yes, yes. And we can't wait to deliver it to you. We're riding a sleigh made of bones and skulls.
Guts and blood.
And our skeleton reindeer will land on your roof and tip-tap through the night. Y el Santa Claus va a bajar desde el chimney and he'll murder you in your sleep.
God, I hope not. Jesus, Santa.
Yes, please don't, Santa Claus.
Please don't do
but
that.
Yes. check out the feed on December 25th for a special Christmas surprise for you guys. Thank you to Aiden for giving us this super fun episode of Susto. And please remember to subscribe and review wherever you listen en cualquier plataforma. You can find us on all our social medias at Wiki Horror on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. All of our movies on our Linktree, linktr.ee/WikiHorror. Send us an email at wikihorror@gmail.com. Tell us if you learned so much about El Silbón through Aiden. Thank you to Sonoro for being the bag that holds our bones. I think that may be exactly what I said at the end of
El Silbón.
El Silbón.
Could be.
You can follow them at Sonoro Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok as well. And Johnny and all you Susto friends. I fucking love you, dude.
I fucking love you, too.
And we'll see you guys en la próxima semana.
That means adios in whistle tone.
Adios.
Adios. Mariah Carey.
Uy, qué horror. Es una producción de Sonoro.
Produced by Jonathan Atkinson and Eileen Clark. Escuche Uy, qué horror en cualquier plataforma donde escuchen podcasts.
Subscribe, rate, and review.
Adios.
Adios.